this. What is holy to me is something that this represents. That's something which is in we. It's alive. The idea of enlightenment is alive. That's what it is. So tool is tool. Yes? Pay attention to the tool. Because that tool will be transformed to another tool, and we talk about another tool. The most famous tool on the earth was, of course, in our stories. Do you remember them? The most important tool. The only tool that a prophet will talk about it when he is at the presence of God. And God provokes him. As he doesn't know what is here. He says, oh, my fellow Moses, what is that in your hand? And Moses will go on hours and hours talking to God that this is it, this is it, this is it. And he said, we are talking about a tool, because that's the ego. Remember, that's a tool to explain to you what we mean by ego. Ego is something which is worthy of talking even to God about it. It's lovely when it is in the grasp of your Moses. If you just let it go, then you have that dragon that will eat everything. We're talking about the tool, and you have that tool, because the Moses is in you, remember? Oh no, we couldn't show you the Moses in you, but the Pharaoh in you is quite visible. We talk about it a lot. And you know, the only tool in the hand of you, Moses, is that stick. That stick which to us is, because that stick in the holy stories, I don't know what you think about it. Rumi said, that is something. Do you remember what is that stick? That asa is what? Istidlal. Proving something. Bringing in the reason. Reasoning or leadings towards something is that. Because that stick is istidlal to us. Rumi said, that is what it is. And it's here to do what? He said, as long as you are blind, you need that. When you open your eyes, you don't need that anymore, because that belongs to the blinds in our story. Now read it.
The goldsmith's tool in the hand of a shoemaker is like a seed sown in sand. And the cobbler's tool before the husbandman is straw before a dog, bones before an ass. I am God on the lips of Mansur was the light. I am Allah on the lips of Pharaoh was a lie.
You see what happened suddenly? Let me talk about this Pharaoh. He would say an al-haq. And that was correct. The other one would say, I have the right of the Pharaoh. And that's a lie. And it's interesting that he will never change that an al-haq of Mansur, nobody does, because that's something coined for him, an al-haq. But for Pharaoh, he doesn't use an al-haq, he says an Allah. We know that Pharaoh didn't say, I'm Allah, because Allah, the word didn't exist in the time of Pharaoh. We're talking about a couple of thousand years ago. Doesn't matter, in our story it fits. He says, listen, you could talk about haq. Do not forget the meaning of haq. Remember the old? Do you remember what it means, haq?
No, I wasn't here. But you explained.
You should. This is one of the things you should learn. Start with right. Correct. Just. Justice. Real. Expectancy.
True.
Truth. Retribution. God. Yes, God. Put them all together, it's hap, isn't it? You know it by heart, because in your language, all of this comes from hap. Because that's what hap to us is. God included.
I don't know when to use my language in my book and when to use you, so I'm confused.
I will leave you, don't worry. Because Rumi has used it so cleverly and massively. He knows that. Hap is that. Okay, that concept. So my spirit could talk about hap, and that's correct. My ego, when I talk about just, I'm talking about just for me. When I talk about real, I talk about real for me. That capital I is always there. Shame on that, because that's the fellowship. That's the fellow that believes that this is me and this belongs to me. Remember, he was insisting that this is not you, this is not me. If you believe this is me, that's the Pharaoh part of you. And Moses was saying only one thing. He didn't say, give it up. He said, understand that it's not yours. That's it. Just understand that you are not the God. You are not the Hak. You are not the right. So your personal righteousness is nothing. This is the tool, and tool in the hand of the correct fellow is a tool. So that stick is good or bad. It is lovely in the hand of Moses. How about giving that to Pharaoh? This is what we have done, right? We have given that stick to the Pharaoh, to the owner of this. Do you remember this? This, to me, is quite visible in the manifest of human right. It's a very interesting piece of literature. You know about human right? There is something written, I don't know, the Iranian will say in the stone 2,000 years ago, the human right. And you know what don't you find in it? Any duty for the human. Right starts with the duties. But we don't talk about the duties. We talk about rights. Before that, we need to talk about our duties. Our duties to this, to the existence even. We forget that's the tool managed by the wrong fellow, the Pharaoh. But remember, the Pharaoh should be here. Remember, did Moses try to kill Pharaoh? Do not attempt to kill Pharaoh, for Moses was a piece of cake. He was the best magician, you see. But doing this, suddenly everything happened, my goodness. No prophet ever did so many magical stuff. Moses, in a way, in this story, looks like this magician in Las Vegas, every night doing the tricks, because he does this big. So why doesn't he trick like this and Pharaoh become good? That's not the aim of the story of the Ibarat, of the sentence. That's made of a story for you to understand that. You are not here to kill your Pharaoh. You're here to tame it. You have even to attend to the donkey. But do not become donkey. Remember, you are this mixture. Hear the message, and the messengers are here. And to me, Rumi is one of those messengers. And the message he's bringing in is, do not mix, do not be confused. You are a mixture. You need this to be here. You need this to work with. But you are not this. You are the other one. So understand that. Let's talk about the instrument. Yes.
In the hand of Moses, the rod became a witness. In the hand of the magician, the rod became motes in the air. On this account, Jesus did not teach his fellow traveler that name of the Lord.
You see, suddenly we are back to the first story. Your silly wishes We are back to the story that the fellow will see the Jesus and say, teach me that trick to bring the cadaver to him. He said, you know what? The Jesus could give him that. Doesn't matter. But that was giving the tool to the wrong hand. That's why he didn't teach him. But I gave it to you, remember? Oh, he was talking about what? Do you remember he said there is some zikr stuff, with that you could clean up some stuff over there, and paying attention to some stuff will change you a little bit? He was talking about this. First putting aside me, hanging on to other image. That imagination of the beloved and the beauty and the attraction, attempt to that. Forget about this one. Forget about the intelligence part. And remember your need. What is your need? What is your real need? We talked about it a lot, and each time we say it, you will say, oh yes. Then we'll say, what's your need? You think about the grocery stuff. Or maybe a new car. I don't know, something else. What is your need? Even tonight I talked about it. The first thing you need is a fellow traveler. No, out of you. You have to come out. To give up on this I. To start to become we. A fellow traveler. That was the key, remember? He said, oh, even if you don't find anyone, I could give you a fellow traveler. And he gave you that, didn't he? Do you remember, Susan? You were not here, that session. It's right the first paragraph of the book. But I repeated it. No, before that, he said to themselves. This is a very crazy stuff. He said, if you don't know the path, look at the donkey. The direction of the donkey. Go the opposite. You see how clear it is. No excuses. Later he explained, okay, then you need the fellow traveler, blah, 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 blah. But the first thing is avoid the path of the donkey. Because the donkey is thinking about the grass. That was right the beginning, right? Then he talked about the fellow traveler. Not intelligently. Because normally you're looking around to find someone at the same level of intelligence with you. Because that way it's easier for you to sell your nonsense. Because you agree upon the common nonsenses. Here you're not talking about intelligence at all. Remember the replacement of Shams for him? That 9-year-old illiterate fellow. He called Peter and said, this is the God. Because he has a pure heart. I'm not talking about literacy. I'm not talking about black and white and the books and the knowledge. All that is outside. We don't deny it. Knowledge is out there. We respect it. Here we are digging for exception. Enlightenment is there. Rules is outside. So, fellow traveler, somebody who is good, that's the thing you need, the tool. Yes?
For he would not know and would attribute imperfection to the tool. Strike stone on clay, and how should fire leap forth? Hand and tool are as stone and iron. There must be a pair. A pair is the condition for bringing to birth. The one is he who has no consort and no tool. In number there is doubt, and that one is beyond doubt. Those who say two or three or more than these are certainly agreed in one. when squint